46 days since the general election, a programme for government is expected to be published today. With the agreement of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and a group of independent TDs, this day next week, Micheál Martin will be elected Taoiseach for the second time, leading a government with two independent TDs who will sit at cabinet but won't take charge of a ministry. We'll hear from all three parts of the next government throughout the programme, but first let's talk with our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Morning, Micheál. Take us through what's been agreed.
Well, what you have now is an agreement that does actually have four parts. That's a four-legged chair, and that is Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the regional independents, and as of late last night, it looks like the Healy Rays as well are part of that. So the government of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael needed just one to get to that magic number of 87, which would be a majority. It now looks like there will be 95 nailed down votes next week. Of course, the ratification of that programme for government, that's going to take a few days going through the different parties and the different structures, but it does seem like all systems go now for a new Taoiseach and a new government to be in place on Wednesday next week. And of course, it is almost certain that Micheál Martin will be the one who'll get first go in the office of Taoiseach this time, and possibly, it seems, maybe for a slightly longer duration than the Fine Gael leader.
So the Healy Rays are in?
Yeah, I think the Healy Rays are in. So sometime around 11 o'clock last night, those negotiations with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael concluded successfully. And they said the job was done and they were in the fold. And as I understand it too, they have been offered one junior ministerial post, and that most likely is in the Department of Agriculture. The Healy Rays have called an early press conference outside Leinster House this morning at 9 o'clock to reveal the full details. But it does seem they are part of the incoming government.
So what have or will independents, including the Healy Rays, get for their support?
Well, there will be one junior ministry, it seems, for the Healy Rays. For the regional independent group, there are two places at cabinet. They're likely to go to Sean Canny, who could be a junior at transport with responsibility for ports and rail. Noel Grealish would take the other spot, possibly a super junior at the Department of Agriculture with responsibility for food as well. Then two others in that group, Kevin Boxer-Morne, could return to the Office of Public Works, while Marion Harkin is linked with a move as a regular Minister of State to the Department of Higher Education. I also understand it that there could be a committee chair for the regional independent group as well. So as well as that, I suppose, when it comes to that group who has seven TDs effectively being part of the next government, there is that important thing of being a link with the other party leaders ahead of cabinet. So I think there is an expectation that that particular role could fall to Sean Canny, where he could be in those Monday night meetings clearing any issues before the cabinet meets the following days.
What do you know about what's in the programme for government?
Well, one of the big items that has become clear already are commitments around the VAT rate and the restoration of a lower VAT rate for parts of the hospitality sector. That includes food-based businesses, entertainment and hairdressing. Now, this was mentioned and it was controversial in the Fine Gael election manifesto. Now, the programme for government itself, I think, will speak in broad terms about lowering VAT for businesses, but it does seem like there were conversations in government buildings throughout yesterday afternoon. An agreement has now been secured to lower that rate of VAT for that particular part of the hospitality industry to 9%, and that would happen in the next budget. And of course, that's likely to be overseen by the incoming finance minister, which is expected to be Pascal Donoghue. There's been a lot of focus in recent days on the Occupied Territories Bill as to whether or not that would proceed in the next Dáil. The programme for government will make a commitment on it to continue advancing that legislation.
You mentioned about Pascal Donoghue moving to finance. What more are you hearing on expectations on senior ministries?
Yeah, I suppose what you are going to see is that Fianna Fáil will hold eight senior roles to Fine Gael's seven. Now, a lot of the roles that were in the last government are going to seem to swap over. The portfolios will swap over. But one thing does seem clear, and that is that the Fine Gael leader will be Taoiseach and also Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade. I suppose it's expected too that Jack Chambers would go to the Department of Public Expenditure. Other things that seem quite likely are Norma Foley continuing in the cabinet, Dara O'Brien possibly staying at the Department of Housing, and could there be promotions for people like Mary Butler, James Lawless's name also mentioned, as is James Brown. On the Fine Gael side, Again, people linked with promotion include Martin Hayden, possibly to the Department of Agriculture, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, also someone whose name is tipped for promotion.
And we'll be hearing from James Lawless and Jennifer Carroll McNeill and Marion Harkin later in the programme. What's going to happen now ahead of next week, Micheál?
Yes, well, something's going to happen today in that the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael parliamentary parties and the regional independent group will all hold individual meetings, but they'll all be held simultaneously at 3 o'clock today. And it's at that point that the programme for government will be distributed to the TDs. And I suppose the next step after that for the bigger parties are meetings with their members. For Fine Gael, that's a series of regional meetings around the country. For Fianna Fáil, it's a special Ardèche on Sunday, all seeking the green light on this programme for government. I think it's fair to say there's an expectation that that will be granted, and that that paves the way then for a new Taoiseach to be elected next Wednesday and a new government to be in place that day as well.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Plenty more on developments on the programme for government throughout the programme.